The normally reclusive communist state of North Korea is getting ready for an onslaught of foreign tourists. For the past 6 months, the capital, Pyongyang, has been the site of intensive rehearsals. They're practicing for festivals which will help the country mark major anniversaries. The BBC's Caroline Gluck reports.
In a large square in Pyongyang, hundreds of North Korean children are practicing intricate gymnastic displays. They're rehearsing for elaborate celebrations in this year of key political anniversaries: the 60th birthday of the state's leader Kim Jong-il, the 90th anniversary of the birth of the nation's founder, the late Kim Il-sung, and the 70th anniversary of the founding of the country's army. As part of the celebrations, the country is holding a mass gymnastics and artistic festival called Arirang. Some 100,000 performers and 20,000 students are taking part. A group of more than 20 foreign journalists were given a sneak preview of the show. The authorities are hoping that the publicity will help attract tens of thousands of foreign visitors. Choreographer Kim Yong-sun says that the discipline and loyalty of citizens to the state allows it to organize such huge spectacles.
Collectivism is the main characteristic of our country, and the government promotes this kind of work in which participants get to interact in unity.
There have been suggestions that the festival may be an attempt to divert international attention away from rival South Korea, which is co-hosting this year's World Cup football finals. Others believe it could mark an important watershed, another sign that the country, one of the most reclusive nations in the world, is opening up more towards the outside world. But maybe just as importantly, an influx of visitors could provide the regime with some much-needed hard currency.
The BBC's Caroline Gluck.